A group of BC women are trading in old chairs for a new education. Women into Healing is a group of former prisoners who are launching a new education bursary specifically for women who've spent time in jail. Amber Crispy is one of the people who helped create this bursary, and she joins us on the line. Hello, hello, Amber.
Hi.
Amber, can you tell us a little bit about how the bursary got started? You've been raising money for the bursary by refurbishing chairs. How did that come about?
Okay, well, the chairs were donated by Dr. Peter Richards and Dr. Kate Sutherland of the Deep Cove Family Practice Clinic to the Women into Healing. The estate of Mr. Gordon Anderson donated funding for the project, which allowed the women to participate in two chair restoring participatory research retreats during the summer of 2008 at Dr. Martin's home on Galliano Island. The chairs were sold at a silent auction during the networking reception of the inaugural Canadian Collaborative Prison Academic Community Health and Education Conference in December of 2004. And the UBC First Nations Longhouse, Diwet Ten Hall. And we've just done another one, and we've just restored another eight chairs. So.
And
yeah.
did those chairs come from the same people, or are they different chairs? Or
I think they're from the same people.
And so,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
And what do you do now? You go out and refurbish these chairs?
Yeah, we were. All of the women from Women into Healing, well, most of them, we're over on Galliano Island, and we sanded them down and restained them and reupholstered them, made them look all shiny and new, and now we're going to sell them.
And do you know how much you get for these chairs, or what do they sell for?
I'm pretty sure somebody said that we were selling a set of four for $240.
Oh, that's not bad. So that's $80 a chair.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And do they look nice? I mean,
yeah, they look really good.
I didn't see the last little batch here. Did you participate in working on the chairs?
I did.
And how's that feel?
It feels really good, right, to be able to give back to women in prison, right? Hopefully, you know, for women to be able to get an education, right, because it's so important, right?
Okay, so who is entitled to the bursary?
Okay, so the selection criteria?
Oh no! Just like who can let's say, can anyone apply for the bursary or
no? Yeah, the applicant must have been incarcerated or is incarcerated at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and must be a permanent resident of BC.
Oh, so they can apply from Sorry, Amber, they can apply from being in. You said incarcerated at the moment. You mean they can apply from in jail?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
I heard something about the kids. Now, kids can apply, or is that
if their parent has been incarcerated? I'm pretty sure that the educational fund is just for the women, but mm-hmm. it affects the children as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% positive on this one.
Maybe something like child care or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking that's what it's about.
I think it's pretty much this weekend was something that was just something in the works, kind of deciding. They haven't finalized everything yet, have they, Women into Healing?
Yeah, we have finalized
okay.
everything, and this week is the launch of the Educational Fund.
Whoa, awesome, okay.
Yeah.
So what can the money be used for? Like,
There's $500 a year
mm-hmm.
for each woman who applies, and it can be used for any sort of education that the woman needs, right? As long as they've got to fill out the application form, which is on the Women into Healing website.
Okay.
So, and yeah, they've got to meet all the criteria there, which there's not a huge amount of criteria, right? As long as you've been incarcerated, right? And you need an education.
Yes. What if they fail?
Straightforward.
What if they fail the class? Is that okay? What if they fail the class? Is that okay?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here.
I know that they can't repeat the same class twice.
Okay.
They can't reapply for the same $500 twice
okay.
for the same course.
And Amber, who decides, how does it get decided on, like, who's going to get funded? Who decides that?
There is a committee of three people, and all the applications get sent to them. They review them, and they make the selection.
Okay. And Amber, why do you think this type of education bursary is important for women that have been previously incarcerated?
Well, I know personally from me, being somebody who's been in prison, and when I came out of prison, I was very, very uneducated. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time even sending an email, right? Mm-hmm. And I've now, throughout the past couple of years, being with Women into Healing and all the research projects that I'm part of, being educated has been such a huge part of that, right? And learning how to use a computer is in today's day and age is so big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you need to be able to do that to, be able to live. So having an education for everybody and anybody, right, is huge.
So did you, Amber, did you actually have any opportunities, educational opportunities, when you were inside?
No.
Okay.
No. I was on remand.
Is that a difference then, if you're on remand?
Yeah. If you're on remand, you cannot go, you cannot apply to even get your grade 12. You can't apply for any programs, nothing.
And so those programs is that available? There are educational opportunities inside? That's what I hear you saying. Is there? Is there though? But you just can't.
For grade, you can get your grade 12.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, as far as I know, that's all that you can get. So that's the only educational. There are programs for drug and alcohol and anger management and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, to my knowledge, that's all there is.
Well, what about? I remember there was computers on the units. I mean, what?
Yeah, but there's no internet. So. Yeah.
But could someone? I can't remember because I always kind of had a little bit of knowledge. But can someone, do you think, teach themselves?
Well, it's difficult. There is the only thing, like when I seen the computer on the unit back in 2005, the only thing that there was there was a manual for typing.
Right.
And it was a booklet, and so if you didn't know how to read, there would be. You'd have a pretty hard time trying to learn how to use a computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But that's the only thing that there was there with a computer when I was there.
So, Amber, you said that you had no education, right? So what happened when you left prison?
Well, I had some education, but not much.
Right.
Like, I didn't have my grade 12 or anything. When I left prison, I got involved with Women into Healing, and... Yeah, I came to a meeting after Christmas and seen you. And
yeah, we actually know each other, so
we'll
just clarify that. We did.
And everybody else, Women into Healing.
Yeah.
And, I got involved, right, and it started off as a volunteer thing. And then I got involved with the research projects, and I was working for Women into Healing and, started learning more and more about computers and research and social needs and everything, right? And then I got involved with the Doing Time project, and wow,
yeah,
I've learned a lot, right? Learning how to do an Excel spreadsheet or make a Word document and send it, right? Like all things that I had to learn, right?
Not only that, Amber, can you tell us about Aboriginal Healing Outside the Gates?
Yeah, Aboriginal Healing Outside the Gates is a research project based in Mission.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at the community resources. We have found that there's a high number of women that are coming out of prison and they are not getting any community, not getting very many community resources, and they're not accessing health care.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know why.
Mm-hmm. But not only that, Amber, as a result of getting involved in that project, what have you learned? Like, I mean, I know that you've applied for BREV applications at UBC, right? Ethics applications. What else? Montreal.
Yeah. I took the TCPS tutorials and I learned how to apply for ethics with the help of my mentor, Ruth Martin, and everybody else on the team. It's been a learning phase, the last year, But it's been so worth it, right? Like, I know what I'm doing now, and mm-hmm. it's like, I know all of us really want other women from prison to be able to feel, you know, like they're doing something with their life, right?
So would you say that the team has been supportive of your learning, and do we not have our own little education thing going on within our team? You know?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty neat.
It's been, you know, Women's Dehealing has been there to support me 100% mm-hmm. since I got out of prison, and I couldn't be more grateful, right? I've been out of prison for 4 years now, and
congratulations.
Yeah, you know, life is awesome, right? Mm-hmm. Got a job, I've got my son, I've got a family, mm-hmm. I'm getting married.
Awesome, congratulations. Yeah, can you just tell us a little bit about Montreal? I know you just got back from Montreal.
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I work for the Aboriginal Healing Project as well as the Doing Time Project, mm-hmm. and I got invited as a keynote speaker in Montreal to present the project. Mm-hmm. It's in the early phases of it, but going to Montreal was a learning experience, right? So I got to meet a lot of really, really great people, and I got to put our name out there, right, for Women Into Healing and telling people about who we are and what we're about, right, and showing a whole new way of research with women from prison, right?
And you put together that abstract that you had to apply for that conference and the PowerPoint and everything, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so that's just phenomenal. I mean, that's that's great.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Amber, for those who want to apply for this education bursary, where should they go?
They can go to our webpage mm-hmm. at www.womenintohealing.org, mm-hmm. and it provides information about the educational bursary and how to. There's also a spot on the webpage for people to make donations if they want to make donations towards the educational bursary.
Yes, thank you. Amber Christie is a research assistant with Women Into Healing, and if you'd like more information about the education bursary for formerly incarcerated women, go to www.womenintohealing.org.